VOA News, I'm Lori London. Israeli forces on Tuesday expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza after bombarding the crowded Palestinian communities and ordering residents to evacuate. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Residents of central Gaza described a night of shelling and airstrikes, shaking the Nuseirat, Maghazi and Bureij camps. Meanwhile, overnight in southern Gaza, the Red Crescent rushed into one of the buildings also hit by an Israeli airstrike as they attempted to rescue people from the rubble. In the nearby hospital, doctors carried in a small child face down, her curls dangling towards the hospital floor as blood dripped from her head. Despite international pressure for a ceasefire and U.S. calls for a reduction in civilian casualties, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the fight isn't close to finished after the militants carried out their deadly attack into southern Israel on October the 7th. Outside the hospital, the ongoing echo of bombardments reminded Palestinians of Netanyahu's words. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukraine struck a large Russian warship in Crimea with cruise missiles in an overnight attack that killed at least one person. Lucy Fielder with Reuters has the story.
The strike could hinder Russian attempts to seize more Ukrainian territory along the Black Sea coast. Buildings in the Crimean port city of Feodosia were damaged, probably by the blast wave from a large explosion. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 in a move Kiev and the West condemned as an illegal seizure. Russia has hinted it may try to seize more Ukrainian territory along the Black Sea coast. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has made little in the way of battlefield gains, and the Russian military has regained the initiative in several places. But Ukraine has been able to inflict serious damage in attacks on Crimea, the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea fleet.
Lucy Fielder with Reuters. This is VOA News. A sprawling caravan of migrants from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and other countries is trekking through Mexico. The procession Sunday comes just days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Mexico City to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. The caravan of about 6,000-plus people is the largest in more than a year. Belarus's leader says Russian nuclear weapons shipments are completed, raising concern in that region. AP's Norman Hall reports.
The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, says Russia has completed its shipments of tactical nuclear weapons to his country. That's troubling to neighboring Poland and elsewhere in the region. Lukashenko said at a meeting of a Moscow-led economic bloc in St. Petersburg that the shipments were completed in October, but he did not give details of how many weapons were sent or where they had been deployed. Tactical nuclear weapons, which are intended for use on the battlefield, have a short range and a low yield compared with much more powerful nuclear warheads fitted to long-range missiles. Russia has said it would maintain control over the weapons it sends to Belarus. I'm Norman Hall.
Gift cards, they make great stocking stuffers, just as long as you don't stuff them in a drawer and forget about them after the holidays, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Did you get a gift card for Christmas? Make sure you use it. Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst with Bankrate.com.
The National Retail Federation says that Americans were expected to spend about $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season. We found that about half of us, 47%, have an unused gift card. And the average amount is pretty significant. It's $187 a person.
So Rossman has some advice.
It tends to be better to use it quickly because the longer it languishes, the chances are you may lose that value at some point.
And if you have a gift card you don't want, one option is to sell it on a site like CardCash or Raise. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nigerian officials and survivors say at least 140 people were killed by gunmen in weekend attacks on remote villages in north-central Nigeria's Plateau State. It was the latest of such mass killings this year, blamed on the country's farmer-herder crisis. And Laura Lynch, a founding member of the U.S. country band Dixie Chicks, died in a head-on car crash on a Texas highway on Saturday, according to law enforcement. The band, which renamed itself The Chicks in 2020, wrote on social media they are shocked and saddened to learn of the passing of Laura Lynch. She was the Dixie Chicks bassist and at one point the main vocalist. I'm Lori London, VOA News.